Hey, you, we are back. It is 923, 70 degrees with the sun shining. And our Wednesday talk round continues, doing what we do every Wednesday, chatting with our friends at OSBTI in Breckenridge. Got Sean on the phone with me here this morning. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. With a day like this, you can't be anything but awesome. Hey, Sean, today we're going to talk about our subject today is weight-bearing exercises. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people hear, oh, you got to do weight-bearing exercises, and they don't really understand, or they think, you know, I'm weight-bearing all day, you know, so I'm
right.
getting that. And so it's just, you know, some things to think about. It's kind of anything that we do kind of has to have a focus. So, yes, we're up and we're moving, or maybe we're sitting, but then that's not weight-bearing on some of our joints during the day. So it's really trying to figure out how to get some weight-bearing, you know, through those joints and on a good time frame, you know, so definitely 10 minutes. You know, those people that stand and walk all day, those leg muscles and joints are getting some weight-bearing during the day. But sometimes they lean or sometimes they think, so we might be avoiding certain muscles that aren't getting the strength that we need. And then the same thing would be with the upper body, the shoulder girdle, kind of what supports our head and our chest, and then through those arms too. So a lot of times, obviously, hopefully not this time of year, but it gets slippery in the winter, we fall and most people will, you know, they fracture an arm or a wrist. So we need to get some weight bearing in to support those joints. And I guess, you know, some of the benefits of a weight-bearing exercise is going to be really to support and protect the joint, because it gives like an impact, like a pressure to the joint, and it makes the muscles around the joint stronger and holds it in place. It actually also, because if you're doing a weightlifting or even like a sit to stand, like a squat, but you can do it from your chair, you're working equalizing your muscles, so it improves your balance. And that's what people don't realize, too. They think, well, what, strength training can improve balance? Well, it does, because it's balancing out your muscle strength. It also helps your reaction time, because one muscle group's not stronger or tighter than another muscle group. So, you know, being able to catch yourself if you're starting to fall, or if that, you know, door is swinging open or things like that. And I think we've heard about, you know, obviously osteoporosis.
Right.
And so I think, you know, that bone density is something that you need. And it's not something that, okay, I'm going to do this for 2 weeks and I'm going to have a change. It does take about 3 months. So if you have some osteopenia or some osteoporosis, or you're just feeling like I need some strength in my body, it does take about a 12-week, you know, thing for that to really change in the density area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, doing a little bit will maintain that. So we as physical therapists, occupational therapists, and then even at our training center over here can teach you certain exercises. You can come in for a couple months or a month at a time, and we can teach you what you should do at home or get you on a program you can do with the health club, something like that. You don't need it to be a lot. 3 or 4 leg things and, you know, maybe 4 or 5 arm, upper body, back things. And they don't have to be done every day. They could be alternated. So we kind of teach you that, and it can be even simpler. It's whatever can work out for you. So it depends on if you have pain, then you come over to the therapy side. If you're not having pain, we still have summer space available for our athlete classes. So we have athletes doing like our speed and strength, our athletic enhancement, and we have an early morning and an evening class at the training center too for adults yet. So we do have some space in those classes if you want to come in and start some of these programs.
Busy place over there at OSBTI. Definitely a lot going on. Sean, if people have questions about weight-bearing exercises and the programs that you offer over there, what is your number at OSBTI?
Right. They can give us a call at 641-7725.
Sounds good. Sean, listen, you have a great rest of the week. An awesome weekend. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
You too. Take care.
All right. That is Sean over at OSBTI in Breckenridge. And we talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. U.S. Supreme Court yesterday